So the final thing I'm going to discuss here, because no mention of Christmas festivities would be complete without it, is the Christmas tree. Every year, without fail, my dad would make an effort and get a real one. Until I was about 14 or 15, that is, at which point my mom said, "I'm sick and tired of the mess. We're going to get an artificial one from now on." So whenever we got the Christmas tree, which is usually about 3 or 4 days before Christmas Eve, my mom would put Christmas music on the record player or the tape player, and I'd get to help decorate the tree. And then when my brother came along, of course, he got to help as well when he got old enough. At first, we had the Christmas records, and then, of course, the record player died. So Mum finally got a stereo, and there was a tape deck in the stereo. So every year, she would save up to buy a Christmas album. And there'd always be music on the radio whenever we, or the stereo, whenever we were decorating the tree. I got to help out with this lovely task from a very early age, which was really actually quite nice, because my parents might have said, "Oh no, you can't help because you're blind, you'll break something." But you know, I don't recall ever breaking anything, and my mom had a lot of fancy decorations. Also, every year she'd buy one more. And if they had enough money, they would also buy one that they thought that I would like. One year it was a musical bell that played a combination of Christmas carols, Jingle Bells, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, and something else that I can't recall right now. I think they still have it, actually. So every year I would get to put up the decorations that they had bought especially for me, and other ones, of course, as well. And when I was a little lass, my dad would always lift me up, and I'd get to put the angel on the top of the tree. Now, I have to tell you guys that when I was a kid, for various reasons, my dad could be a total arsehole at times, and he won't deny that now. He's done a lot of things that he's actually very ashamed of. But, you know, the funny thing is, at Christmas time, I never remember him yelling at me or being mean to me. For some reason, he was always able to leave his problems behind at that season of the year. And we'd always have such a happy time. So that was another reason that I really looked forward to Christmas, because my dad, frankly, was quite verbally abusive at times when I was a kid, and sometimes even a bit physically rough. But I always knew that whenever Christmas time came around, he would be really jolly and fun. And he could be a lot of fun, too. One year, I think I was 7 or 8 at the time, we were all sick that Christmas, and we didn't really want to go anywhere or do anything. So my dad, God knows how he managed to do this, but he rented a VCR, which was, in that day and age, for us, that was unheard of. We didn't get a VCR until I was 13, maybe? And then, of course, he rented all kinds of movies, and all we did all that Christmas was watch movies. Oh my gosh, that was so much fun. It was a total novelty. Oh, I also have to tell you folks that we did leave milk and cookies out for Santa, and we always left a carrot out for the reindeer as well. Now, the reason I was firmly convinced that the reindeer must have existed when I was a child is because my father used to play the silliest trick. He'd take a great big huge carrot down to one of the horses and let the horse bite part of it. And then he'd bring it back and leave it next to the milk and, you know, the half-eaten cookies. So in the morning, I'd get up to see if Santa Claus was there, and I'd find this carrot that's half-eaten by horses, and I'd feel these big teeth marks. Oh, my life. I was such a gullible child. I really was. Oh, dear. Another memory that I want to tell you guys about that really should have gone in the previous boo, but I didn't have room for it, is about the Christmas dinner that used to happen at the school that I attended. a lot of times the food that we got served there was absolute crap. It was pig swill. It really was. But every Christmas, they'd make an effort to serve us the most wonderful Christmas dinner. There was the proverbial turkey and gravy and dressing and mashed potatoes. But then we'd also have things like green beans with almonds and parsnips, which I didn't like then, but I do now, depending on how they're cooked. They'd always, always give us a dish of little candies and nuts to take home with us. And it always had a candy cane taped to the top of it. And then for dessert, there was usually Christmas pudding, as far as I remember. We also had lovely flaky dinner rolls and... Did we have cranberry juice? I seem to remember that we had some nice juice. Usually they gave us milk for dinners, but at this time we had some sort of lovely juice. So I always looked forward to that, because it was the best meal of the whole year. And then usually there was some nice Christmas assembly to look forward to on the same day. We usually had a Lessons and Carols assembly, which I loved. It was my favorite assembly of the whole year. We had a wonderful music director, and he always put together such a really thorough, comprehensive carol service. He was also an organist, and the school had an organ. We were very blessed, I must say. I think when I was little, I took all that for granted, and I really didn't come to have an appreciation of it until I got a lot older, which is too bad, because now I look back on it and I think, gee, you know, it would have been nice to have really understood how wonderful it all was right from the start. The high school drama class always did a Christmas play as well, which I got to attend when I got older. So between that and the Christmas dinner and the Lessons and Carols assembly, Christmas time at my school was always wonderful. We also had a carol sing first thing in the morning in the week leading up to Christmas. Somebody would roll the piano into the administration area, and we'd stop and have a lovely carol sing on the way to class. Really, there's an awful lot I could talk about here, but space and time do not permit me to do so, and also I don't want to bore anyone to tears. So I think I'll end this for now, but hopefully this was enjoyable to someone. I wish you all the joys and blessings of this season.